Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. We invite your telephone call, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Our program is formatted on the basis of the Q&A, question and answer. We put out the information, challenge you with the response, and invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917 is your telephone number. That call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're asking today a profound question, and the question is based on the statement just made by United States Representative from California on the House floor. We'll talk about his statement in a moment. But it's a profound question today. Are Americans stupid? Are Americans stupid? Now, I asked that question based on what that particular legislator said. But ladies and gentlemen, it's my opinion that most Americans are conservative, Christians, and patriots. But as we examine the vote of the election cycle, we find that the Republicans cast about 6 million votes more than the Socialist Marxist Communist Party known as the Democrats. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we all recognize what has happened. It's a replay of the 2020, replay for 2022. And in my most humble opinion, the stage is already set. The players are already being put in place to repeat the thing the third time in 2024. That's just my opinion. You may differ with it. That's your prerogative. But ladies and gentlemen, even Newt Gingrich, the genius, if you will, in calculating, postulating what's going to happen in an election, Newt Gingrich, this headline says, the GOP got nearly 6 million more votes but lost many races. What's going on? Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has been in politics for decades. Never has an election bewildered him as much as the 2022 midterm. Quote, I have never been as wrong as I was this year, Gingrich said to Epoch News, to a contributor. People from both sides of the aisle were projecting substantial losses for the Democratic Party amid rising discontent over inflation, the economy, and crime. But that expected red wave didn't happen, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we confront the issues of the day, we'll be talking about them on this broadcast today. Let me remind you that we look at things through a central biblicist worldview. That is, we see and examine issues looking through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Our program, ladies and gentlemen, is dedicated to seeking the truth, listening to and watching what is happening and analyzing it based on God's word. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, Jesus makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where he says, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what happens in the secular society in which we're in, regardless of what happens and what is said by the socialist Marxist news media, regardless of what we see taking place on the stage of humanity that is set before us, our focus and our concentration needs to be on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Psalm 117:2 says, the word of the Lord endures forever. It is the truth that never fades, never fails, never falters, never falls. So may I commend it to you. And yet, in the society in which we're living in today, it reminds me of the secularist George Orwell, where Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that profoundly taking place today. In fact, you can watch the news, you can watch the media, roll the dial. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a spin on truth. It's not a matter of what is truth, it's a spin on truth. I go back to a statement made by former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. And Jim DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. May I quote just a brief statement out of the two-page article from Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator. He says, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is a factual statement today. But the problem that we're having, if you can call it a problem, the issue that we're facing is that most young Americans say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Now, I was shocked by this summary review. But the results of a major poll based on the question about truth, this article says, because 55% of Americans, 18 to 29 years of age, each person determines their own version of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes into great detail with the statistical data as to relationship to what is happening and the truth. But I'm surprised, ought not to be, shocked, saddened by the fact that 55% of Americans, the younger generation, the millennial age group, in this case it says 18 to 29, in reality the millennials 18 to 35 years of age group, but it says 55% of the millennials believe that each person can determine their own version of truth. The article further states, the number of Americans who say there is no absolute truth is alarmingly high. The loss of truth has grave consequences for community, for justice, for a sense of purpose, and the mental health of individuals. It's not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality to this extent that has ever survived. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth, it is now. And ladies and gentlemen, that resembles or mirrors the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a profound statement. He said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, love the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast. As Christians, we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to defend it, even if it cost us our lives. That's the challenge each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Manners, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag. 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Tam is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Tam is closed on Sundays, allowing the full staff of Tools for Tam to be able to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsForTam.com, ToolsForTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the grave problems that we see today in America is that there's the viewpoint by the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left. There's a viewpoint by the communist network news. There's a view from those that are against God, against the Word of God, against our Bill of Rights. There's a view, a central view that's held by the majority of those, and that is that Americans are stupid, that Americans are simply not wired right, that somehow, some way, there's something wrong with America's thoughts and the American populace in general. I'm looking at the article that is profound. It says, Democrat in Congress blast American parents as being stupid. One Democrat in Congress has labeled all American parents as stupid. The comments came from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California. Let me just stop for a moment. We couldn't expect anything different from this legislator. We should not be surprised by his statements. He was the House manager for trying to impeach Trump three times. He was the one that had said that they had full, along with others in the House, that said that they had full evidence that Trump was guilty of some kind of major, major conspiracy with Russia, et cetera, et cetera, and tried to impeach President Trump three times. So we can't expect much different out of the man. But let me just read you some blurbs from this three-page article. The comments, and that is, again, one Democrat in Congress labeled all American parents as stupid. The comments came from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California, who perhaps is best known for his personal relationship with a known Chinese spy, end quote. Please tell me what I'm missing here, this writer says. What are we doing next? Putting parents in charge of these surgeries, their surgeries? Clients in charge of their trials? When did we stop trusting experts? This is so stupid, Eric Swalwell said on social media. His wild overreaction was in response to a comment by Senator Tim Scott, a Republican, South Carolina, who emphasized his goal of putting parents back in charge of their kids' education. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word charges the parents with the responsibility of educating the child. The parents' responsibility is very, very clear and indelibly recited, recorded in the Word of God. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 and following, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Verse 7, Deuteronomy 6, says this, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou arise, sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with the facts from Scripture that God charges the parent with the responsibility of training the child. Train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not have departed from it. Proverbs 22:6 reminds us. It is the household responsibility of the father and the mother in the home to train their child to love God and to be obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in their lives. But here's this nitwit that thinks he's brilliant. Here's this socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic leader that thinks he's God that made the statement. This statement says, his wild overreaction was in response to the comments from Tim Scott, representative, Republican of South Carolina, where Tim Scott said, we need to put parents back in charge of their kids' education. That was a comment that addressed the leftist agenda being pursued by special interest organizations and, listen, teachers' unions to impose their environmental, racist, transgender, and abortion ideology on our children in public schools, often making such instructions mandatory. This article writes, is Eric Swalwell actually referring to himself when he uses the word stupid? I'd have to ask that also. This article further states, Joe Biden also got involved in the fight when his Department of Justice singled out parents who protest such an indoctrination of their children for investigations. One commentator explained, what Swalwell failed to realize is that patients may not be performing their own surgeries, but they still have to say is what the doctors want them to do. But they still do have to say, that is, they can control what the doctors tell them. The same goes true for kids in school. Parents may not be the ones who are teaching their kids. However, all parents can decide what their children learn while in the classroom, end quote. But it was George Washington University law professor and commentator Jonathan Turley who wrote for Fox News that when Swalwell mocked the notion of parents making their most important decisions in the education of their children, he was establishing the democratic ideology over parental rights. And that's exactly what he's done, ladies and gentlemen. Further, the article states from Jonathan Turley says, since he asked for assistance, let's deal with each of them in turn. Turley wrote, Americans tort, T-O-R-T-S, that's in the realm of law, have long required consent in medical torts. Indeed, what Swalwell seemed to suggest would be battery for doctors to make their key decisions over surgical goals or purpose. Indeed, even when doctors secured consent to operate on one's ear, it was still considered battery when he decided to do the operation on both ears for the patient. He explained where Swalwell failed to grasp reality. While obviously a patient cannot direct the operation itself, the doctor is expected to explain and then secure consent of the patient in what surgery will be attempted and how it will be accomplished. That is precisely what parents are demanding and looking for at the subjects and schools and the books being taught in school. Moreover, that is precisely the role of school boards, which have historically exercised concurrent authority over the schools with the teachers hired under the school board's approval. And he noted Swalwell's interpretation could constitute both medical and legal malpractice. Swalwell, who was a House manager for both Speaker Nancy Pelosi, failed to impeach President Trump during the course of his time in office, but had direct connections with a Chinese communist spy at about the time he was named member of the House Intelligence Committee, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an elongated article, but suffice it to say, Eric Swalwell believes that all parents are dumb and stupid. So the question is, do you believe that Americans are dumb and stupid? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. How you doing?
Great. Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Doing good. Doing good. I don't believe Americans are stupid. I believe they want what's best for their children. But I believe America as a whole has lost touch with God. And this Eric Swalwell guy, this is the same individual that made a remark that nuclear weapons would be used on gun owners there. The man just doesn't think before he speaks there. And everything that proceeds out of his mouth is out of foolishness, in my opinion. He shouldn't even be a senator. Or not, excuse me, a representative, not a senator.
Well, I reckon if we can, as a nation, as a people, I reckon if we can elect John Fetterman and send him to Washington, then Eric Swalwell probably stands intellectually taller than John Fetterman, and yet the folks in Pennsylvania elected Fetterman, sends him to Washington as a U.S. senator.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia elected him.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that since the 2020 election was not resolved and there was no resolution there, I have no doubt in my mind that this is just a repeat performance there, and they kind of perfected it because they made it look a lot closer this time around. I don't know who in their right mind would watch that debate between Mehmet Oz and Fetterman and come away thinking that Fetterman's their man. That's just beyond me.
Well, let's just do a little hypothetical, Jim. Eric Swalwell suggested that Americans, all Americans, are stupid. And when you look at some of the things, that we've done in this election, you can almost halfway agree with him, at least on the bias of who has been elected to send to Washington. And yet some of the most prestigious minds, in my opinion, have been denied the opportunity to serve we the people in Washington, both in the House and in the Senate, and as governors and other elected positions. And it seems as though people that are brilliant-minded, when they walk into the voting booth, they lose their minds, or we have something more nefarious taking place with those votes.
I'm thinking more nefarious there, Dr. Youngblood. I'm not thinking there's something wrong with anybody's minds. You'd have to be asleep at the wheel not to have noticed the last 2 years. Gas prices doubling, inflation at over 8%, food prices going up, everything going up. You know, I just don't see how this election turned out the way that it did. The only thing that's in my mind is those that are getting benefits from the government, they're obviously they're going to vote to continue those, but they cannot be a majority. And if they are a majority, well, you know, if you got more in the wagon than pulling the wagon, it's going to break.
Absolutely, and we're already there. We've surpassed that, more in the wagon than those pulling the wagon. We've surpassed that just in the past, I'm going to just arbitrarily and capriciously say in the past 10 years. But, Jim, I believe one of the major things that we see that's taking place, I believe we have found that the fraud machine was operating at high speed this election cycle. There's no way that you can convince me otherwise. In fact, as we speak, there's still a question about who will be the governor of Arizona, with the vote still being counted.
And Katie Hobbs,
yes.
Who never
There's Katie Hobbs now, the Secretary of State, that if it redounds to the fact that supposedly she's won this race, she'll be the one that certifies her own race. I don't know of anything any more antithetical to that kind of fiasco taking place. But it goes back to the question, are Americans stupid? And I believe that in some sense we could say, based on what we see taking place, yes. But when it comes from one that I believe fits that category completely, Eric Swalwell, I don't know how the man can be standing and asking the question when he is the epitome of stupidity. That's just my opinion, and others may have a different opinion.
I would wholeheartedly agree with that. The man was with a known – that woman named Fin Fin was a known Chinese agent. I mean, and this man was appointed to a position of on one of the committees within Congress there that was privy to sensitive information. This man – you know, he didn't use prudence and he didn't use the better part of discretion when he entered into that relationship with that woman there.
Yes, and his relationship to the communist female spy, Fin Fin, she then in turn was able to, at his authorization, hire people in his office as staff members that, for the best of our understanding, fed all of that information out of his office right back to the Communist Chinese Party in China. And yet Nancy Pelosi said there was nothing wrong with what he had done. And so he's the very one now that's calling we the people stupid.
Yeah, I don't believe this man's for America. I believe that he violated his oath whenever he said he would, to assume the office. He took that oath. And it basically says that, you know, you're not supposed to be doing well. you know, you're basically affirming that you will not do things like that, that you're there for the citizens of the United States, and you're there to uphold and defend the Constitution. And I believe that this man violated that on several counts, and he shouldn't be a senator. I mean, senator. I keep on saying senator, representative out
representative.
Of California.
You're exactly right, and I've been praying that God would intervene and give us relief. There is some intervention taking place, and I'd like to see now some of the key leaders in the Republican Party be ousted from their leadership roles and allow some fresh blood, new blood, i.e. young blood, taking over in the House and the Senate.
I see what you did there.
From the standpoint of what is taking place, that it would be changed. But, Jim, all we can do is keep looking up, keep praying. I believe God's still on the throne. He's not on vacation.
He's
not asleep. He's not dead, as they said back in the 60s. And as I say jokingly, he's not even had COVID. So I believe God is still on the throne and in control. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Yes. Also, you. I just wanted to ask you just a couple of questions. Have you ever seen the documentary 2000 Mules?
Yes, absolutely.
Where they have evidence of people putting ballots in. And why do the mainstream media do not produce that?
Well, one of the things, if I can jump in, Kenneth, and tell you, the 2000 Mules is probably the finest, most refined, clear, concise, honest documentary on the elections, I believe, that's ever been done. And it proves without any shadow of a doubt that the election of 2020 was absolutely fraudulently gained and stolen to put Joe Biden in the Oval Office. But believe it or not, the ones that produced that video, the two key players in there that had the information and the data, they just recently had gone through a trial in Houston, Texas, where a Houston judge threw them in jail because they refused to reveal their source that gave them the information that got them the total information that they produced on the documentary. They have since been released, but there is a major, major move to try to, in some way, destroy the truth of that 2000 Mule documentary that validates and proves that the election in 2020 was stolen. So that's what's happening. The Marxist communist news media are never going to say anything about it other than its fact, other than the fact that they claim that it was heresy, that it is somehow, and they're naysaying that it's going to make that go away. But I believe that is factual and true. But the thing is, what do you do with that? You've got the facts. You've got the proof. It can, in most cases, a judge will not hear the case. President Trump had 40, 50 cases across the nation in different courts when he was disenfranchised, if you want to use that term, from his elected position in 2020. And many of the socialist Marxist media say that even the courts rejected it. No, the courts would not even hear the case. They did not try the cases. If that had been the case, if the courts had allowed those cases to move forward, we would not be in the position we're in today. But all of those cases were blockaded in the courts. So you're very, very on target with your assumptions and thoughts. The 2000 Mules were very factual, and it proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the 2020 election was stolen. And I believe the 2022 elections were simply a repeat of the 2020 elections with the fraudulent shenanigans, with the ballot drops, et cetera, et cetera.
Excuse me, Dr. Youngblood, one more.
Yes, sir.
Okay, like when you go up to an ATM machine, they have cameras right there on you. Why can't they not do that at ballot boxes?
That's a good idea. I would highly recommend that. Kenneth, we're on a hard break for our top of the hour news, but thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue facing the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.